This news update is being brought to you by Thumb Siler, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Siler is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond. Here's the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Steve Kaczynski. U.S. Steel shareholders have overwhelmingly approved the firm's sale to Nippon Steel of Japan for $14.1 billion in cash, voicing unequivocal support for a combination that has drawn opposition from the Biden administration on economic and national security grounds. More than 98% of the shares voted Friday at a special investor meeting approved the takeover, according to a preliminary count of ballots announced by U.S. Steel. The deal has raised concerns about what the sale could mean for unionized workers, supply chains, and U.S. national security, and is opposed by President Biden. The executor of O.J. Simpson's estate says he will work to prevent a payout of a $33.5 million judgment stemming from a wrongful death lawsuit filed years ago by the families of Simpson's ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ron Goldman. Simpson's will was filed Friday in a Clark County court in Nevada, naming his longtime lawyer Malcolm Laverne as the executor. The document shows Simpson's property was placed into a trust that was created this year. Laverne told the Las Vegas Review-Journal that the entirety of Simpson's estate has not yet been tallied. Nevada law says an estate must go through the courts if its assets exceed $20,000. The first drug shown to slow Alzheimer's hit the U.S. market over a year ago, but sales have lagged and diagnosis and treatment remain complicated. Major hospital systems have taken months to iron out plans to administer Legembki, which requires regular infusions and imaging scans. Some health insurers have rejected coverage, and doctors expect that some patients will hesitate to take Legembki. Doctors say it will take years to learn more about how the drug works outside the controlled studies that led to its approval. In the meantime, they say much work must be done to improve diagnosis. A bird flu outbreak in U.S. dairy cows has spread to more than two dozen herds in eight states. That comes weeks after the nation's largest egg producer found the virus in its chickens. Health officials continue to stress that the risk to the public is low and that the U.S. food supply remains safe and stable. Commercial milk remains safe and available because pasteurization, a high heat treatment, kills bacteria and viruses. But there is limited information about possible transmission of the virus in unpasteurized milk or cheese products. That is prompting officials to warn consumers about the known risks of consuming raw milk. Southern California quarterback Caleb Williams is the popular pick to be the number one selection overall in the upcoming NFL draft. He will be among 13 prospects attending the first round in Detroit on April 25th. The NFL announced the 13 prospects confirmed as of Thursday night. The Southeastern Conference schools Alabama and LSU each will have three players in that group. The SEC also leads all conferences with seven players in attendance. Williams is among three Pac-12 players set to attend. The Atlantic Coast Conference, Big Ten, and Mid-American Conference all currently have one player each confirmed to attend in person. And I'll take a look at your state and local news on WLEW after this.
Life's about the choices we make. What to wear, what to eat, what to do in a day. It can be fun, but what if we pick the wrong choice? At Thumb Cellular, the only wrong choice is not to make one. Right now, Thumb Cellular has three great deals to choose from, and all are winners. You can choose to double your device trade-in value, choose AppleCare Plus protection for half price, or choose a free accessory for your brand new smartphone. Whichever you pick is money saved in your pocket. Plus, anyone switching to Thumb Cellular or adding a line will get a bonus month of free service. The choice is easy. Choose Thumb Cellular and save. Terms and conditions apply. Ask a customer care rep for full details. Maximum trade-in credit is $200 or actual phone value, whichever is greater. Half off AppleCare Plus applies to one-time purchase. Free accessory priced at $100 or less and excludes AirPods. All offers end June 30th, 2024.
In state news, the Minnesota Twins took advantage of a two-out, three-run error by Tigers third baseman Zach McKinstry to score 7 runs in the 12th inning and post an 11-5 victory over Detroit in the first game of Saturday's doubleheader. After both teams scored once in the 11th, the Twins got a bases-loaded walk, the three-run error, and a two-run homer by Matt Wallner to break the game open that ended 3-all after 9 innings. Game 2 of the Saturday doubleheader is currently in progress. The first parents convicted in a U.S. mass school shooting have been sentenced to at least 10 years in prison in Michigan. The judge said Tuesday that Jennifer and James Crumbly missed opportunities that could have prevented their son from possessing a gun and killing 4 students at Oxford High School in 2021. Judge Cheryl Matthews says poor parenting was not on trial. Rather, the judge says that the Crumblies ignored things that, quote, should have raised the hair on the back of their necks. The Crumblies were convicted of involuntary manslaughter. They were accused of failing to secure a gun and ignoring Ethan Crumbly's mental health. Authorities say a Michigan man and his dog have been rescued from the icy waters of an inland lake in the state's Upper Peninsula. The Marquette County Sheriff's Office says 56-year-old Thad Cooper of Michigan Township was searching for his dog Friday afternoon when he saw its head poking above the ice far from shore on Lake Michigan. Cooper kayaked onto the lake to try to rescue the dog, but fell in himself and could not get out. A sheriff's dive team reached Cooper with a flotation board and pulled him to shore. The dog then was also rescued. 3 first responders needed medical treatment. Rookie Marcus Sasser scored 24 points in his hometown return, including 13 straight Detroit points during a stretch of the third quarter, and the Pistons beat the Dallas Mavericks, playing without Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, 107-89 on Friday night. The Pistons led for most of the night against a Mavericks team that had won 5 consecutive games. Chimeze Metu scored 18 points for Detroit, matching a career high with 4 three-pointers. Jalen Hardy scored a season-high 25 points off the bench for the Mavericks. And I'll take a look at your local news on WLAW after this.
Let's talk about America. Not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Left, right, up, down, state lines to winding coastlines. Whether you come home to a crowded city street, tree-lined suburb, or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. And we all share in the responsibility to create beauty that ripples from one neighborhood to another and one block to the next. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people just like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify our communities. Because every mindful action and sustainable habit has a positive impact, and it all adds up. Learn how you can join Keep America Beautiful at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
In local news, according to Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen, the sheriff's office lobby will be under construction starting this Tuesday, April 16th, and will be continued through Friday, April 19th. During this time, the records lobby will be closed to the public and the front door will be locked. Unfortunately, the sheriff's office will not be able to do fingerprinting until the project is completed. You can call 989-269-6500 Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. to make an appointment for following weeks. If you need a gun permit or to fill out an FOIA request, please call 269-6500 between the hours of 8 and 5 and someone will assist you over the phone. Several topics were discussed during the Seaboyne Village Council's Police Committee meeting. Some of the new topics were the possibility of two-hour parking in downtown, purchasing a refurbished taser, which would bring the number of tasers to the department to 5. Another item that was discussed during the committee meeting was purchasing 3 dashboard cameras. During the month of March, village police officers handled a total of 49 complaints and did 125 traffic stops. It was also noted officers patrolled a total of 2,161 miles last month using 3 cruisers. Police Chief Steve Repke explained the yearly report to Michigan Commission on Law Enforcement Standards, or MCOLS, and the police policy and procedure manual updates for the department have been implemented. Only discussion on topics and issues can be done during a committee meeting. Approval for implementation has to be done by the village council. The next police committee meeting will be at 5 p.m. on May 6th. A grant from the state of Michigan will be used to do parking improvements in the city of Marlette. The city qualified for a Spark grant from the Department of Natural Resources to be used for upgrades to the park. The improvements will start in August and are expected to be completed in the fall. The $393,000 grant will help pay for some new playground equipment, improvements to the walking trail, and more. The Spark grants were created to support projects that are developed to be used for public recreation facilities and green spaces to improve people's health, introduce new recreation experiences, build on existing park infrastructure, and make it easier for people to enjoy the outdoors. Regarding other recreational opportunities, it was reported the construction of the pool house is nearly complete, with some painting and landscaping yet to be done. And I'll take a look at more news on WLEW after this.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
In other news, there will be a fundraiser for a young woman who is battling pancreatic cancer while facing mounting medical bills. The benefit meal and auction will be from 1 to 5 p.m. tomorrow, Sunday, April 14th, at the Tuscola County Fairgrounds Midway Hall at 700 South Ulmer Street in Caro. The meal will consist of meatballs, chicken, mashed potatoes, corn, desserts, and other items. The cost for an adult meal is $14. The cost for kids age 5 to 10 is $7, and those under the age of 5 are free. There will be a 50-50 raffle and a silent auction from 1 to 4 p.m. and a bake sale from 1 to 5 p.m. For questions or more information, you can call Gloria Lara at 810-656-2093. Proceeds from the events will go toward the mounting medical bills. And that is the news for this hour here on WLEW. I'm Steve Kaczynski. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net. And WLEW and WHST currently have the following obituaries to report. As of 6 p.m. today, Saturday, April 13th, 2024. Joyce Warshefsky passed away suddenly April 10th in Clarkston, Michigan. Joyce is survived by her 4 children and their spouses, 12 grandchildren, 2 step-grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren, with 2 more on the way, and 3 step-great-grandchildren. A private family burial for Joyce Warshefsky will take place on Saturday, April 13th in Carsonville, An informal celebration of life luncheon for friends and family was held at 1:30 at West Park Inn in Sandusky. In lieu of flowers, please consider donating to a fund or a charity of your choice in Joyce's memory. If you wish to offer your condolences to the Warshevsky family, please go to kaufmanfuneralhome.com. And Howard L. Eckmoody, age 86, of Elkton, passed away Monday, April 8th at McLaren Hospital in Flint. Howard is survived by his children, Kelly, Karen, and Kristen, stepchildren Mark, Heidi, and Holly, 16 grandchildren, and 14 great-grandchildren. Graveside committal services for Howard L. Eckmoody will be at 11 a.m. Saturday, May 11th at New River Cemetery in Huron Township. Champaign Funeral Chapel is handling the services. Memorials in Howard L. Eckmoody's name may be made to the Thumb Animal Shelter. And for a complete list of written Thumbnet obituaries anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net. And this news update was brought to you by Thumb Siler, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Siler is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond.